Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I think we're going to go live on Facebook. Bryn is working hard to get that ready to go right now because we have something that's pretty visual that I want to show you, which I think you will love, Vinny. And it's interesting because that's the Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber song we just heard. And that's actually a little inkling into what's going
on. What does
that mean? Well, you'll find out. 8 o'clock, hopefully live on Facebook. If not, we'll just tell you the story.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Couple quick mentions before I get to the weather here. First of all, we did a secret show, a new one for you on Friday, and I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to it yet, but if you haven't, use the Odyssey app and go give it a listen.
Odyssey.
Secret show's back, everyone. It's fun.
It's a really
too.
Good one.
It's back. Another thing. So, weather-wise,
yeah.
Morning clouds. What are you laughing about?
That. It's back.
It's back.
Why is that funny?
Odyssey.
Some morning clouds and fog at the beaches and should all clear up and highs is, you know, in the 80s. San Jose is mentioned in the 80s. I unfortunately should have to mention that triple digits in some of our inland areas. So
oh,
Redding's
going
to hit 108. Chico's going to hit 106. Sacramento.
Yeah. Chico. Oh my God. That's so hot.
Oh, was it? Sorry about
no,
that.
No. The temperatures like, no, in Redding and Chico.
So hot. Screaming was so
no.
hot.
No. The Redding,
Sacramento,
the Redding
98,
and Chico.
Vacaville, yes, so. 92, Stockton, 99, Santa Rosa, 90. So it's going to be hot in some areas, much hotter than we're seeing here in the South Bay and even in the San Francisco area. So anyway, there's
It just
that.
Feels too early for 108. Feels way
today
too
is
early.
June 1st. Happy Pride Month, everybody. The party starts today. I forgot to mention this earlier, Sarah, as I was sort of doing a here's what's coming up in June. Your boy Loki, his new TV show starts this month.
Oh, that's exciting. Is that a Disney thing? It must be.
It is. Disney okay. Plus. I know you're
Marvel.
A big fan. I don't
I do like him.
Particularly understand it, but.
Yeah, something about a skinny Irish guy. Does it for me every time.
All right. Really?
Yeah. Especially if his ears stick out a lot. I like that. It's good luck.
What?
Relax.
Okay. Ears. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Whatever works
I
for
just,
you. It's
I find him
me.
Sexy. I can't help
myself. How about
myself.
A fast fact?
I love fast facts. We start with the fast fact.
Fast facts.
The Big Mac was originally called the Aristocrat. The name bombed. So it was switched to the Blue Ribbon Burger. That name also bombed.
Oh.
But when they named it the Big Mac, the burger took off and the name stuck and history was made.
Nice.
Two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
As we approach the second cancellation of the summer games. No, I'm sure it'll happen, right?
Let's hope so. People are getting there.
Right. This is a Summer Olympics story. Bobby Pearce from Australia won the gold medal in men's single sculls rowing at the 1928 Summer Olympics, even though mid-race he paused to let a family of ducks swim past him.
So no one else was in the race? Or
apparently not. I think
he
that he had
so
no competition
ahead.
Because he was able to stop,
I see.
Let the ducks swim by, and still win a gold medal. Congratulations. That's something.
I think I read this morning that the Australian women's volleyball team just arrived there. That
in
they're
Japan.
In Japan. So they're headed there to hang out and practice, I guess.
Okay.
But people are starting to show.
I hope that it works out. And
me too, Vinny. Fingers crossed.
I really love the summer. I love track and field. I love the volleyball, actually. Volleyball's exciting to watch. Sure. I like it.
I wanted to jump back real quick just because Sarah got that song, and I knew I had it in my library, but I couldn't find it fast enough.
To all beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
That's all.
Thank you.
Okay. The Big Mac, validated. Everyone.
The Big Mac. The Aristocrat. The Blue Ribbon Burger.
Yeah, marketing. Big, it's a thing. It's true.
Oh, yes, it is.
Apparently. It's a real thing. So we just passed Memorial Day weekend, which is the unofficial kickoff to summer. You know, summer's actually June 20th, but, you know, here we are. It feels like it's on.
You can wear white now, everyone.
And everyone is getting ready to finish school. So, I mean, there's graduations happening all around us, whatever form they've taken. I can't be sure, but
whether they're a Zoom meeting or you're actually managing to meet people in person.
Right. This is about the weekend just passed and many to come. Almost 40% of Americans in a recent poll admitted they've barbecued drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, is there any other way to barbecue? Like, isn't that part of it?
Mm-hmm. Well, not drunk.
Well, but... right.
Right.
Buzzed barbecuing is probably exactly. slightly safer than drunk barbecuing, but the safest barbecuing of all is sober barbecuing.
Probably right.
You are working with, you know, it's one thing if you've got a gas grill and you turn it on and it just, and click the electric starter and it just starts up. It's a whole nother thing when you're trying to heat up coals and you've got that fluid that has that certain smell, the lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid, yeah.
I love that smell so much. This is like as good a smell as any part of the barbecue experience for me.
I like the lighting part of it, or squirting that little, that fuel on it and going...
Like, whoa, that's you you're a boy. It for you.
That is it for me. I love doing that.
If you do that drunk, it's not a good idea.
They do say here, many of the people they question say they have hurt themselves while barbecuing drunk. So it is your point is well taken. And the people who say that they don't get drunk when they barbecue, they often aren't injured.
Right.
In their efforts.
Well, you start, you know how sometimes when you're flipping burgers or something, like your hand actually, you can't believe that that burger's not on fire because your hand is getting hot just trying to flip it over. It's you notice that when you're sober.
Well, you know, barbecues now for me with the family are just, you know, making food. Barbecues when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, those were drunken, messy, and half of the beer ended up on the burgers, or on, you know, you're like drinking, you're pour this, drink, pour. It's ridiculous. How's that supposed to taste good? I don't even know. But we loved it.
I love it. Cook them in a pan, boil the beer around them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So good.
Oh, you do it too?
I think it's universal. People pour beer on. I don't.
I wasn't at your party.
I don't specifically taste the beer afterward, but they do, they say it keeps everything juicy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's for me. I'm already soused as it is. So, you know.
Soused. That's a great word.
Right?
Sure.
How am I going to taste anything?
Right. Just give me, I'll put some in because I understand that I have to eat. But mostly I'm here for the keg.
Men are more likely to have an accident while grilling than women, they say, which is not surprising.
Nope.
And 1 in 5 people say they've also gotten food poisoning at a barbecue before. One in five.
Things sit out on a table, and there's mayo in their potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there for 6 hours. But you just keep picking at it.
But it's drunken barbecue season, everyone. Have a good one.
Winning.
Duh.
There's a new term, and I've never really thought about it like this, but it does make sense. So the millennial divorce is a thing.
Okay.
The millennial divorce is apparently, and I can see how this happens. So couples get together, they hang for a while. They're not necessarily in a rush to get married, but they decide to live together.
Okay.
All right? Except that as living together, they just become roommates. They don't necessarily, they haven't discussed marriage, where we're going with this. This is a lead up to marriage. They haven't talked about kids. All of these things unspoken become a problem later. as just moving in without discussing these things apparently leaves one person wondering, what the hell are we doing here?
So this is a story about the modern day divorce, which is you never got married in the first place, and now
exactly
how do
we, right.
I see.
Seems young people are doing this move in without ever discussing what we have planned maybe 5 years from now. Do we want kids? Are we not having kids? It just right. seems like a next step without really talking about what that step might lead to. And so they're saying there's a large percentage of young people now who are having what they're calling the millennial marriage and the millennial divorce. And a big part of it has to do with the fact that they never talk about where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you want to be married?
Right.
Do you want kids? When would you want kids if you want them?
Well, and a lot of people move in together and they immediately combine their finances because they have a big rent payment to make together mm-hmm. or whatever. I mean, honestly, this is probably more sticky because there isn't a process in place to separate them.
Right.
And if they did have kids and they're out of, like, actually, you didn't get married until you had both your kids and you guys had bought a house together. You've done this. You're a Gen Xer who had a millennial marriage that you wound up turning into a regular marriage.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but it could have just as easily gone the other way. And now you're wrestling with all this stuff without the marriage protocols in place.
I think the marriage thing for me was a lot less important, so I wasn't as concerned about it. But I'm also 50. So actually, I'm 52. But the point is...
Because you were 50 when you married.
The point is, I wasn't necessarily... You know, these guys are in their, what, 30s?
Right.
It's a totally different space in the world where you might be just as willing to jump off and start again.
I'm sure I'm pointing to the wrong square, but the guy sitting just below me in our four square here is in a millennial marriage.
Yeah, you're pointing at Nicole. Stop pointing at Nicole.
Yeah,
how about this?
No, you had it.
Or diagonal. He's diagonal to me.
Look, it's Bryn not, no, is but we've not married, about, has we've a kid, about marriage, has a house together.
We're pretty much there. You know, the rings are there. It's just about planning that event that's just a nightmare to you know, take on. So, I mean,
agreed.
We're there.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're refusing to call yours a millennial marriage.
I thought it was an interesting new term.
It is. Yeah.
They say here, long story short, millennials have moved in together at higher rates but are getting married at lower rates. And while it's not a problem if you're happy, if you do want to get married, if you do want to have kids, if you have other long-term plans, it's recommended you discuss them because...
You should really talk it all through.
And what Sarah just mentioned, I didn't think about, but the whole combining finances thing, mm-hmm. that's
people do
insane.
It. You know, we didn't even think about it. John and I, when we left Massachusetts together, we basically got cashier's checks for all the money we had in the bank, went down to Florida and opened a joint checking account and a joint savings account and have had them ever since. And we didn't marry for 3 or 4 years after that.
Wow. Huh. Well, but you guys are a unique story that's kind of almost old timey.
It's adorable.
Well, all right.
It's an adorable story.
I'm glad you love your story.
Two kids who ran off together and made it all work out.
Yeah, I mean, these things came up in my life much later. We weren't sharing finances upon moving in together, but we both had good jobs and plenty of money, so it wasn't.
You still don't share finances, do you?
No, we do now fully share everything.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because you have a trust.
Well, and it was, you know, look, there were things that came up that could have broken us up along the way where here we have kids now and she's sort of going, what are we doing?
We like, need what to are put we doing? All this are stuff we together?
Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, look, I don't feel unfulfilled at the moment. But if you do, then we could talk about that. And that's where that ended. And that's where, or began, I should say, was we needed to talk about it. Oh, God, I'm running out of time. All right, let me do some texts.
With a beautiful way.
Our text, yes. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. I don't understand why people get married, says 510. If you're happy together, then leave it. The marriage portion just messes things up. If you want a divorce, your partner can prevent that from happening by refusing. It's ridiculous. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what the very argument before gay marriage was legal was, look, this is my life partner, and if they pass, I'm not going to get their stuff, or I can't see them in the hospital. There are reasons. I get
there
that,
there are
actually.
Reasons, yes.
So I'm with you that I didn't necessarily need it, but I get why some people would say, we've been together 20 years, and I can't get into the hospital to see this person.
Right. And the house that we bought that happens to be in their name that I paid on and put sweat equity into, it doesn't belong to me anymore.
Right.
I have to leave for the cousin from Nebraska. Omaha, by the way. The real Omaha. No. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it, actually. Happy Monday.
It's feels Tuesday.
Like, I know, but you know, it's considered a Monday. Feels like a Monday.
Anyway, what were you going to say about Omaha?
Yeah. All right, fine.
I was going to say that's where the kid who just took the house away from the lesbian whose partner of 20 years died, and you don't even know this person, but it's their house now because it was in the other person's name. And never mind. It was a
sticky,
long story.
Sticky
and it was,
situation.
And I really stepped in it with the Omaha thing.
While we got the actual song that's supposed to be playing, did you see Adam Duritz's most recent photos?
No.
He's got short hair.
Oh. He took out his fake...
He took the fake dreads off and just has a normal short haircut, and he looks great. I can't believe it took him this long. But
is it on Instagram?
I don't know where. I think I saw him doing an interview with one of the kids from Alt 105.
Okay.
And it's because they just put out a new album or something, and he was promoting it, but... I thought, wow, he looks great. He's looked so ridiculous with those fake dreads on for all these years.
Well, maybe it the pictures the I'm looking but. At of him on, I'm going to say that Adam Duritz either doesn't have Instagram or isn't verified because I can't find him.
Oh, okay. Well,
and every picture I see is the bad dreadlocks.
Oh, right. No, he's cut him. Let's anyway, where was I? Oh, I'm out of time.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he looks great.
Mm-hmm. He looks good, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's old. He was never a supermodel, but he looks fine without the hair.
I'm not into those big bushy goatees.
Oh, I see.
That's all.
All right.
He looks great. Anyway, he's a great singer. Super inspired by him on many levels.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hold on. I definitely have a tease written. Oh, there it is. The Friends reunion enthusiasm continues with a big surprise, and it looks like we're going to be live on Facebook to reveal it to you. So you can listen to us, or you can watch us on the Sarah and Vinny Instagram. Sorry, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, or you can visit the Facebook page later to watch the whole thing.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.